You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Saturday told Egypt's priests, religious and seminarians to be sowers of hope, builders of bridges and agents of dialogue despite the many difficulties they face. The Pope's words came during his last encounter at a prayer service at the seminary in Cairo at the end of his two-day visit to the North African nation. Pope Francis began by thanking and encouraging the leaders of this tiny Catholic community for their daily witness amid many challenges and often few consolations. The Coptic Catholic Church, the largest of seven different rites, counts less than 200,000 members, or less than 0.5% of the population.
In mezzo a tante voci negative e disperate.
The Pope said despite the many negative and despairing voices, priests and religious there are called to be a positive force within society. Pope Francis then urged the Catholic leaders to resist the many temptations they encounter, beginning with the desire to be led rather than to lead the Church. A pastor, he said, is creative and always shares the caress of consolation even when he is broken-hearted.
La tentazione di lamentarsi continuamente.
The Pope also warned against the temptation to complain, to gossip, to compare oneself to others, and to harden one's heart, presuming to be served rather than to serve others. Finally, he urged them to avoid the temptations of individualism and losing their sense of direction. Your identity, he told them, is to be Copts, rooted in your noble and ancient origins, and to be Catholics, part of the one universal Church.
Egitto. Ha contribuito ad arricchire la Chiesa.
Pope Francis concluded by recalling the great treasure of monastic life which has enriched the Church in Egypt since the first centuries. He urged today's priests and religious to follow the examples of St. Paul the Hermit, St. Anthony, the Desert Fathers, and all the monks and nuns who by their lives have been salt and light for the whole of society, especially for the poorest and those most in need. I'm Philippa Hitchin.